Today is Monday, October 7th, 2019. And my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, especially Fatty. And today is no different. I'm recording in my hotel, and I'm recording on the mobile studio. So, oh my gosh, you guys. I'll just talk a little bit about. So last week was so busy. I had a lot going on at work, as I said here. And I also was having to get ready for this trip to London, because I'm in London right now. I'm broadcasting from the beautiful downtown London. And let me tell you, I was saying that there were going to be protests, and I didn't know how it was going to be. Well, I haven't seen any guns, but what I will say is this. So I'm staying on one side of the river, and the conference that I'm attending is on the other side of the river, and all of these stupid protesters who, I know it's a really good cause. I mean, I know that countries need to be really paying attention to global warming, and so all of that is good, so I guess I should, you know, I should really be like, okay, you know, protesting is good. Maybe it'll accomplish something. But it's very inconvenient because they've decided, all of these protesters have decided that they're going to block all of the bridges. So this morning when I needed to get over to the conference, I couldn't take an Uber over there because none of the bridges were open. And you could walk across, but you couldn't drive across. So I had to walk. You know, I'm an American. We don't walk anywhere. And so anyway, so I already have had some inconvenience because of these protesters. But it's not as many as I thought it was going to be. But there are enough of them that they're positioning themselves at the entrances to all the bridges, or at least the two or three right that lead right into downtown London. And so, you know, and they were, I don't know, playing music. The cops are out there, you know, just kind of standing there, and, you know, they're allowing them to protest. But I did see a cop kind of grabbing a guy and say he was going to arrest him. And I'm not really sure what the guy had done, but I don't know. So anyway, so there was a little bit of that excitement, but let's back up a little bit. So on Saturday, I packed, you know, had a nice relaxing day. Mark and I went out to Cotton Patch Cafe, I think is what it's called. But anyway, we went out to a dinner for our restaurant of the week. It's the place that has fried bacon. And so we decided we would try it again because Mark really likes bacon. And fried bacon, I mean, how can you go wrong with that? And they had a Dr. Pepper chocolate cake. I don't know. So any of you that are Southern will probably know of, have heard of a Coke cake. And the Coke apparently makes it more moist. You put actual Coca-Cola in the cake. And so this was a version of that. It's like a sheet pan chocolate cake with a really fudgy icing on top of it. I don't want to say fudgy because it wasn't quite as thick as fudge, but it's like it's an icing that you pour over the top of it. And it's really luscious. And I don't know. So it was really good, though. I've never had one with Dr. Pepper, but it was really good. And then, so I was all packed and ready, and I was like, okay, my flight was leaving at 6 a.m. And so I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to bed, but I'm not gonna force myself to go to bed at an early hour because I won't be able to go to sleep and, you know, whatever. And so I went to bed around midnight. We went to bed around midnight, and I was able to go to sleep, and it was raining really hard when we went to bed, and thundering, and so much lightning, like so much lightning, global warming. And so we get up on, I get up at like 3:45 or not, no, maybe like 4 o'clock on Sunday morning, and I take my shower and everything. And then we start over to the airport. And I was like, I was thinking to myself, oh, this is kind of worrying because there's all this lightning, and I know that they can fly in rain, but I thought, for some reason, I was thinking, you know, lightning was a problem. I mean, you definitely don't want to get struck by lightning, right? In this big metal tube. I don't know, maybe it's fine, but whatever. Anyway, so I was just thinking, oh, this lightning may be a problem. So I checked in. I wasn't able to check in over the app because I stupidly forgot about the whole first name thing in international travel, even though it happened to me in Iceland already last year. And so when I tried to check in, they said, the name that you booked under doesn't match the name on your passport. And I was like, damn it. And so I had to go even earlier so that I could go up to the counter, but there was no issue. I went up to the counter and they were able to change my name, although they can't change your name at the desk where you check in. I don't know why. So she had to call customer service or something and have them change my name. I don't know. So anyway, so I did that, and then I made it through security, and I was like, are there any delays? And she said, well, so far nothing is delayed, but we are monitoring the weather, and, you know, and so we'll see how it goes. And I was worried because it was really, I mean, it was lightning big time. I mean, not just a little lightning, like a lot of lightning. And I pulled up a weather map, and it was just lightning bolts all over the map, like little lightning bolt icons all over the map, all over where the airport is, especially. Well, I didn't even tell you guys, or I forgot the part where the roads were flooding on the way to the airport. This is how much rain we were getting. And so I had to like literally almost get out and paddle at one point because there was so much water in the road. And then I read a news article today that said they had actually closed the highway that went to the airport maybe an hour after Mark and I went to the airport yesterday morning. So it really was like a serious thing. The road flooded, and anyway, so I made it there. I made it through security. All that was good. But then when I got to the gate, that's when the trouble started. So they said, yes, we're delayed. And so I went to the gate and I said, hey, I have a, so the problem was, and I don't know why I did this. First of all, I should have flown on Saturday. I don't know what I was thinking. I was trying to save my company money because I was like, that's an extra night in a hotel, you know, because the conference doesn't start until Monday. And so I was thinking, oh, well, I should just go on Sunday. But I didn't leave much wiggle room because I was supposed to arrive at 10:45 p.m. Sunday night. And then the conference started at like 9 a.m. the next morning. So I left myself no wiggle room at all. And then, so I get to the gate. She says, oh, well, the 5 a.m. flight to Chicago, because I was going XNA to Chicago to London. And she's like, the 5 a.m. flight, and this was already, I don't know, 5:30, 5:45, something like that. She said, they've been delayed already since 5, and they can't pull any airplanes up to the gate because of the lightning. And she said, we can't pull the plane up either, so I'm going to switch you to that one because that will be the first one to go. So there'll be a line. Once they say the lightning's over and all the gates are open, then the 5 a.m. to Chicago will be the first one to go. So I'm gonna put you on that one. And so that was the first bit of drama. So then I had to go to the other gate and confirm with them and make sure I had a seat and everything. Luckily, it's a small airport, so that, you know, that was no problem. And so then I just sat there as the time was pushed further and further and further. And I only had an hour layover in Chicago. And so it was just getting pushed further and further and further. And finally, it got to the point where we were going to be arriving after my plane to London left. Well, for some reason in Chicago, there are only early morning flights to London or late afternoon flights to London. Like, those are the two options that you have. So it's not like, so there was a flight leaving at like 9:30 in the morning or something like that. It's not like you can say, oh, just put me on the 10 a.m. or, you know, put me on the 11 a.m. or put me on the noon flight. No, the next flight, and this was any airline, not just American, but like any airline at all, was at 5:15 p.m. Well, that's the red eye flight, because 5:15 p.m. in Chicago is 11:15 p.m. in London. So, and it's like a 7.5 hour flight. So you're flying through the night. And when you arrive in London, it's 7 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning, something like that. So I was like, oh, damn it. And I thought I had a class. The thing that I was most excited about, not excited, but I mean the thing that was going to be the most beneficial about this conference was this class that I was going to be taking. And I thought the class was today. Anyway, so I tried to sleep as much as I could on the plane, but I probably only got about 4 hours of sleep. And then when I got in, I took the tube instead of taking an Uber all the way to the station closest to my hotel. I made it to the hotel. I checked in. I had about 30 minutes to spare, and I took an Uber to where I thought my class was. But this is where the traffic drama started because of all the protesters. I made it to that place, and they said, oh, we don't have any classes scheduled today. Are you sure that was today? And I looked back at the schedule, and I was wrong. The classes are on Wednesday, and the conference started today. So then I got another Uber that couldn't cross the bridge because of the protesters. So I missed, like, the first 30 minutes of the conference, but it was all right. And so that was my drama getting here. I'm here now. I took a nap this afternoon, and now I'm going to stay up way too late because jet lag. All right, well, I will end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.